Hi everyone, and welcome to Marketing Ideas That Connect. It's a show where we discuss strategies and tactics on how to build great paid ads, automated customer journeys, and just the art of getting information, data to make good decisions. I'm your host, Gary Bolt. It's always good to be back to talk about marketing and selling and digital platforms. It is definitely our favorite topic. And how we are growing and what do we see in the market and what's going on out there. We are sponsored by the digital marketing agency, Famous Digital Media, where you can visit their new website at famousmedia.co.za. They offer turnkey online marketing and brand management services centered on the principles of inbound marketing with a big focus on paid media. Plus, Bolt Media, we are brand positioning and paid media consultants. These episodes are published on a monthly basis and aim to bring you tactics that you can implement into your marketing and business. Welcome to episode 156. And the topic today is just focused skills. As you know, all these platforms are developing at quite a rate. And we see it every week, every month, where there's always changes. It's quite amazing what's going on. We're just going to talk about skills, about what's happening out there. There's a few articles I want to touch on, and just what the environment is going on out there. We've been hiring people, we've been getting some clients in the door, which is amazing. We are learning things every week. We make time every week to study a couple of hours a week. We put aside for studying, whether it's a platform that's going a little bit deeper or something new or some new capability on a existing platform or whatever it may be, we have to allocate time to better our skills and just stay ahead of what's going on so we don't get left behind where things get stale and you start losing ground. So you have to be advancing on the offense all the time if you're involved in any type of digital. So the article I just want to touch on before we get into the subject of specialized and focused skills is something we read on the World Wide Works study. And it revealed that the South African online retail market has more than doubled in 2 years. Now I found this on Takealot. It is obviously a main result of the increasing demand for home deliveries brought about by COVID-19, the pandemic. The study further revealed that South Africa can expect to see a total online retail sales of around 42 billion this year. So that is amazing. That is like such traction in this whole online. I think we all have to start looking at what are we doing online with our businesses. Then there was another article I got from Jeff from our boardroom group that said, and that was 2021 Work Trend Index Annual Report. This is from Microsoft. The next great disruption is hybrid work. Are we ready? And it's quite new. It's from March this year. And the header, I'm just looking at a header here, which caught my eye as I was reading it. The future of work is here and it's hybrid. What does that actually mean? A bit of this and a bit of that. The opportunity now is to build on what we've learned over the past 12 months to create a workspace where everybody can thrive. That sounds wonderful. However, not everybody is so great at working off-site remotely. Some people are, some people can't, some people don't have the infrastructure. So it's become quite a challenge, and it's also another reason we're going to talk about outsourcing as well. But the article carries on and says, with over 40% of the global workforce considering leaving their employer this year. That is quite a statement and quite a stat. A thoughtful approach to hybrid work is critical for leaders looking to attract and retain diverse talent. To help organizations through this transition, the 2021 Work Trend Index outlines findings from a study of more than 30,000 people in 31 countries and analyzes an analysis of trillions of productivity and labor signals across Microsoft 365 and LinkedIn. So they got data saying that the future is hybrid, because I just checked this morning that there were more infections in Gauteng. You know, this whole, the rules, the lockdown too that we find ourselves in. This has been going on too long now, and we have to start not waiting for it to get finished, but seeing how we deal with it right now, how offices are changing. We've had some youngsters that really battle with 9 to 5. And I think the new generations are saying, but they want to be more creative. They don't want to sit from 9 to 5 and just work for someone else. So the stats, but that's very interesting from Microsoft, saying that 40% of the global workforce will consider leaving their employer. So what are they going to do if they leave? Are they going to become outsourced? Possibly. Are they going to sharpen their skills and do specific other projects that they can work on their own? This doesn't matter where they work. And I think at our groups and our boardroom, we were talking about the opportunity of, we've had another colleague leave to go and live at the coast, but his clients are throughout Gauteng. And he said, well, if he does Teams and Zoom and all these applications, does it matter really where he is? Now, some of us have to be in certain locations, but not every day. And if you can manage through project management tools and we can measure hours worked or productivity levels, then it's something we just got to start looking at as us as business owners, especially the older generation above 50. This was something unheard of when we were, you know, go back 20 years, 15 years, even 10 years, 5 years, I suppose. It's unheard of. Now, I speak to a lot of corporates and I say, oh, you're still working at home. And a lot of them are. And that's the rules are definitely changing. And the hybrid, where people are also getting fatigue from too many online Zoom and Teams meetings, this is too much. So how do we manage that hybrid? Do we have a place where we meet? You know, we met at Third Space the other day. There's spaces, there's lots of other things here in Sandton that we can go and have a temporary meeting place and still meet and interact and then go and work at a remote location at home with a decent telephone management system and Wi-Fi. So I think this is something that we just have to look at as leaders and saying, how are we going to do this? And it's all very well saying work at home, but how are you going to manage it? We use Slack. We use certain apps, Trello, certain things like that we can monitor and see who's doing what and our projects being done. But it's very difficult to monitor and keep a workforce motivated and going, where you can't just drop in and have a chat and have a coffee. So things are definitely very different in this environment we find ourselves. So interesting articles of what's going on and some sort of relevance in the marketplace and how, as you want to build your brand and grow market share, how are you going to do that with your team? Because you don't want to have a demotivated team that's sitting at home all the time or that's sitting in an office and they don't want to be there. So we have to understand, we have to honor the work, but we also have to find something, the balance that's going to work. Anyway, we'll keep looking and reading these articles and see what the leaders are saying and what other business owners are actually doing about it and how they're winning out there in this environment that we find ourselves. But let's get back to the main topic, which is focused skills or specialized skills. And I think, I've been studying digital marketing platforms for 10 years. And from Google Ads in the beginning, it was quite difficult. To all the different panels, actually every single panel has been changed totally, like full on, unbelievably actually. Every single panel we work on. And they've had investments, a lot of the panels have had massive investments in them. They obviously use AI and machine learning and it all helps us and it predicts and it does all these wonderful things. But let's just talk about some of the main ones that we work on, that what we've seen. And I'm talking about this topic because I see it's relevant. You know, in the interviews we've been having with people, some of them are pretty specialist and they want pretty high salaries for that specialization. But if you don't use specialists and possibly outsource to specialists, if you can ring fence the work activity or exactly what they're doing, you're going to find mistakes. You're not going to get, your campaigns won't go the distance. You're not going to get the data that you're looking for. It's just going to be too hard. We've had staff members that some of the panels that just get too difficult. For example, active campaigns. If you're going to go and build an automation over 20 days, if you don't have some specialist skills and really understand what you're doing, it's not really going to work that well. There's going to be problems. The automation will get stuck. We won't pull the right data. The tags won't be right. So in our discussions, we're just going to go touch on this today. on why you need focus skills and why people need to maybe specialize. So if you're in digital marketing, it's very good to specialize and not become a me too agency where we do everything. Well, absolutely not, because you're going to have a watered down average offering if you do everything. It's too complex. So there's always good to have a focus. So if we, for example, just go to Facebook, go to the ads panel, the business panel, and go and pull a pixel. Now, it used to be quite easy. Create pixel, get on with it. Now you got to go to events, and it's a whole story. It's not so easy as it used to be. I pulled a pixel the other day, and it was quite a situation and quite a story. Then connecting up to Instagram, if you look at YouTube, we can now do on search campaigns. If we look at LinkedIn ads, now my partner does all the LinkedIn ads. I was just doing a bit of training in LinkedIn ads, and it was not intuitive. It was not that easy. Once you've done it, it starts, you know, the mud clears. But if you're not new to it and you think, I'll just go and jump in and do a quick LinkedIn ad, not so easy. If you look at AdWords, you look at the dynamic, the responsive, the search, the different keywords. I believe modified broad's going away. It's going to become maybe phrase. I think that's what it's going to be. We used to use a lot of modified broads. It's not going to happen anymore. I'm a bit nervous of dynamic ads. Responsive ads, yes. Dynamic ads, be careful. You just got to monitor them because they create their own ads based on your landing page. You've got to be so careful on what you release into the wild. Then your bid strategies are very important. Your conversions, have they been set up? Have your ad panels been connected to your Google, your new G4, which is in beta? If you look at, go to analytics, it's changed the way you set up your data streams and everything. It's now G4, but G4 can give us more information, like, and measure the calls and the extensions. And G4 is giving us a lot more capacity on what we used to do. But they say you must have both, have the AU and the G4 because it's in beta, but it does give us additional features. And for example, on Google search, you now have, now it's just happened, I think in the last month, we can now put a image extension on a normal search ad in Google, where we didn't used to be able to do that. You had to go display ads, and display ads just give us a lot of spam, although they can get massive impressions, but very low interactions or clicks. You know, if you look at all your extensions and your schema and all those things, you can now add more real estate to your ad. And how you set up your ads, my point is it's becoming more complicated. Although the panel does give you recommendations, and if you use WordStream or Optio, one of those panels, which are very good, we've used them both. We actually use Optio now. Then it can actually help you, and it helps you to rank. It's, you know, your ads compete against each other. You can beta test easier. You can you get additional data to make improvements. It makes suggestions. If you've got, even if you have a spelling mistake in your ad, it'll tell you there's a problem here. It helps you add headers to your dynamic or responsive ads. It's really becoming quite impressive what you can do. And it's all about trying to actually become, have better content set up in a better way that can rank, that Google can make it easy for Google to offer great content. And then you can, it tells you where you're ranking badly, or what are you losing by budget or ranking, or is your landing page quality score not great, or different quality scores on what you're doing. And then through that, you can start improving. So the point I'm making, though, is that as you can see, we do this every day, and we've seen how the panels have changed, modified. Now, going and set up Google Analytics, not as easy as it used to be, although it's not hard to learn. It really isn't. I'm not trying to say these things are impossible, but you've got to spend time on the new G4 panel. You've got to spend time setting up your AdWords, where it used to be a lot quicker. You've got to really get to know Facebook. If you're doing Facebook as just some peripheral, like, but I'm just going to do a quick Facebook ad, just rather do a boost. Don't do a proper dark ad where you've got to have objectives and lookalike audiences and pixels in the right place, because you're going to have to spend time with it, and rather outsource it to an agency that have specialists. Because for you as a mid-sized corporate to employ all these skills, you're going to have a huge team of people that you may not be able to keep busy. But if you get an agency in, you can pay a fraction of that, and the agency will have all the skills available. And if we don't have them in-house, we have them working for us or outsourced, because we pull skills together, get campaigns done. Some skills we don't need all the time, some we do. And then if we look at graphics, which is also, you know, good graphics just catches your eye. We've been working with a new graphic designer, and I must say, better templates, better graphics. I just see interaction, I see more impressions, more click-throughs, better quality scores. And then, of course, copywriting. We have a team of copywriters that are highly skilled in SEO. You can get a copywriter that may write great copy, but are they writing with SEO in mind? From the way they set up headers, 1, 2, and 3, the way they set up their keywords, the tags, the way they actually set everything up and how it's positioned on the website or how it's even laid out is so important. And if they don't know, a copywriter doesn't know SEO, be careful, because it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you using it for your web or on ads. So in the past, you could set up a lot of these paid ads and the budgets would run and they would be fine, and you could check them maybe every second week, or some people would check them once a month. Nowadays, there's no way. What happens if budgets don't spend because something's not set up or your bid strategy is wrong? What happens if there's a recommendation that you've got something wrong and you don't fix it? You can overspend. What happens as well on some of the ads is they underspend. And then you get to the end of the month and you've underspent where you didn't tweak it correctly because something went wrong, or a link broke, or it was declined. Some of the paid ads are declined and they rejected because of language, because there's many different rules on all these paid campaigns from social to ad. There's certain rules that you have to abide by, and if you don't, the ad gets rejected and you have to go and fix it, or there could be a hosting problem. So no paid ad could just be left for the month. It's got to be tweaked. The budget must be monitored. You can under and over, like I said. It's just a risk to the business. And I think anybody, any corporate who's trying to do all this sort of work on their own is going to have problems with, from unmanaged budgets to problems with content being posted the wrong time, the wrong terminologies. It's just getting more and more complicated, which means that digital agencies, there's becoming a barrier to entry. It used to be, I'll start one tomorrow. I don't think it's like that anymore, because first of all, do you have all the skills? Do you have all the people around you that will offer the skills and then go and get clients? Not so easy anymore. So I think being a really good digital agency is becoming more and more difficult, more and more complex. And when I speak to other agency owners, it's more and more difficult to find the right staff that have the set of skills that can actually execute and get these things done on time and with a polish and with attention to detail. So every platform is becoming very specialized and requires specific skills to manage and understand. We employ a lot of people from Vasti, with marketing degrees, and I usually say to them, okay, do a paid ad with a lookalike audience and do a responsive ad, and they can't do it. They don't know how to do it. So difficult, because they need a lot of training. But I suppose that's how it goes, where things have changed so quick, the Vastis are still behind. So anyway, the point is, difficult for one person to do all these functions. You can definitely not just be a digital marketing specialist in all avenues, unless you are exceptionally smart and just study all day. So it's very economical to outsource certain non-core activities. I remember years ago, I was involved in manufacturing, and we started growing and we had such a big fleet of trucks that we became a logistics company almost. And we said, man, hang on now, we're not a logistics company, we're a manufacturer of specific products. And what we ended up doing is found some owner operators and some smaller companies and outsourced, sold the trucks, cut the insurance, outsourced everything. There was no more overtime problems. It was just such a pleasure to work with the right people that took that problem of logistics away from us. And I see that with so many things now. As you grow and scale up, maybe your payroll could be outsourced. There's so many functions that packaging, there's a long list of functions. We've actually spoken about this a few times, but from a marketing side, there's such a that you can save so much money by outsourcing it to a digital marketing company with the right strategy, specialized skills, the right training and focus in place, and just get better results. So that was pretty much the chat today, is just to, you know, explain how things have really got more and more complicated, which is good because you can become a practitioner now. If you really love social media, you can just do social media or just Facebook ads because it's so deep, and become a very serious practitioner on Facebook ads that will beat everybody else. And then you don't really have time or have to worry about anything else. And then companies will give you work. My encouragement to youngsters is that go and choose whatever your strength is and study it and go deep with that platform or that skill and really become known for it and become really good at it. And don't try and do too many things. So maybe it could be an automation that you're good at, or direct mail campaigns that you're really good at, and you market it, and then agencies will use you because you have such a good skill in that vertical. So it's the way it is right now. Well, that wraps us up for the day, and I've got an acronym here that's for this week, is IAAS. IAAS, and it's infrastructure as a service, which is also outsourcing and putting everything on the cloud. I remember we used to have our own servers for emails and servers for finance and servers for everything. And there was Lightning, security, upgrades, it was a nightmare. Now, there's probably no companies now that use the, unless they're in the business, that use their own servers. I'd say 90% have outsourced everything into the cloud, which is an absolute pleasure because it's 99% uptime. You have to worry about that infrastructure. So infrastructure as a service is also something that can save you a lot of money and heartache and time and hassle like we used to 20 years ago. So for more episodes, you can find us on Stitcher Radio or iTunes. Just search for Marketing Ideas That Connect. If you've enjoyed the episode, give us a comment or a rate or a like. You can follow Famous Digital Media on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, the whole lot. And you can read more about their great blogs at their blog page. I'll put all the links into the show notes. Our focus here at Marketing Ideas is all about paid media and how to position your brand message. We've got some templates. If you'd like one, email us. I'll send you a brand positioning template for free. And you can just email me at support@marketingideas.co.za. Until next time, look after yourselves, stay hungry, think big, and honor God.